Tonight, breaking news as we come on the air involving former President Trump. With so much focus on that question, will a New York grand jury indict Trump? Tonight, the breaking developments involving the special counsel's investigation into Trump. Sources telling ABC News a federal judge has determined that the special counsel has presented compelling evidence that Donald Trump may have broken the law in his handling of classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago. The special counsel making the case that the former president allegedly misled his own lawyers when he had them declare that all classified documents were turned over. Tonight, what we've learned, what this could now mean. Also, the other case involving hush money. Could a New York grand jury indict Trump this week as early as tomorrow? What our team is learning on that front as well. Jonathan Karl, right here tonight. Also this evening, ABC News obtaining disturbing video showing the death of an inmate in custody, held down for 12 minutes by deputies and staff at a hospital in Virginia. He is seen handcuffed and wearing leg irons, prosecutors say unable to breathe. Pierre Thomas with late reporting. We're tracking this new and dangerous cross-country storm, flooding, rains, winds gusting more than 80 miles per hour from the west to Texas, Tennessee, then right up into the Northeast. Rob Marciano timing it out. Tonight, the massive strike shutting down the nation's second largest school district. More than 30,000 staff members, including school aides, bus drivers, cafeteria workers, and custodians, walking off the job in Los Angeles. Tonight, a reality check here, what they're earning right now and what they say they need just to pay the bills. Kana Whitworth with workers who are parents, too. Vladimir Putin and China's President Xi on the world stage, what they declared today. Tom Sufi Burridge in Kyiv. The race for president back here at home, and tonight the new interview. What Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is saying about Donald Trump and about President Biden when DeSantis is asked, could he beat Biden? Your Health, the new study tonight on birth control and breast cancer and the new concerns. And two new national monuments. President Biden designating two new sites, one in Nevada, one in Texas. You'll see them right here tonight. Also news this evening on the major news on home prices. And America strong tonight. The race to save the turtles and what's already happened tonight.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and it's great to have you with us here on a Tuesday night. And we do begin tonight with breaking news on former President Trump as we await news on any possible indictment from a grand jury here in New York involving hush money. Word on that indictment could come as early as tomorrow. Tonight, ABC News learning about a separate case, the special counsel investigating classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. Tonight, a judge determining the special counsel has presented compelling preliminary evidence that the former president might have broken the law by knowingly misleading his own lawyers when they filed sworn statements that the special counsel believes the former president knew were untrue. Now, all of this tonight as authorities prepare for any possible reaction to the grand jury here in New York City. Again, if there is an indictment, it could come any day now, as early as tomorrow. Of course, we do not know if the grand jury in New York will indict, nor do we know if this news involving the special counsel means the former president will be charged in that case. But all of this coming to a head as the nation watches and a former president runs for president again. ABC's Jonathan Karl leading us off again this evening.
As the NYPD puts up barricades around a Manhattan courthouse, with Donald Trump on the verge of possibly becoming the first American president to be indicted, tonight ABC News has learned of a significant new development in one of the federal investigations he faces. Sources tell ABC News a federal judge has ruled that the special counsel investigating Trump's handling of classified documents has presented compelling preliminary evidence that Trump broke the law. Judge Beryl Howell's order is sealed, but the sources who described its contents to ABC News say she wrote that Special Counsel Jack Smith has made, quote, a prima facie showing that the former president had committed criminal violations by knowingly misleading his attorneys so that they would file a sworn statement that he knew was false. That sworn statement came in June, when Trump's lawyers certified that a diligent search of his Mar-a-Lago estate determined he had turned over all the classified documents in his possession. The special counsel convinced the judge the evidence was strong that the lawyers filed that statement because Trump had misled them. 2 months later, when FBI agents searched the premises, prosecutors say they found more than 100 additional classified documents, including some in Trump's office desk.
The shameful raid and break-in of my home, Mar-a-Lago, was a travesty of justice.
Sources tell ABC News the judge ordered Trump lawyer Evan Corcoran to hand over a number of records, including handwritten notes, invoices, and transcriptions of audio recordings related to what she called Trump's alleged criminal scheme. The judge's order doesn't mean Trump is guilty or that he will be charged in that case, but rather that prosecutors have made a case that they have preliminary evidence he may have committed a crime. All of this comes amid anticipation Trump will be indicted in that entirely different case brought by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. That case involves hush money payments made to porn star Stormy Daniels in the days before the 2016 election. A grand jury could hand up charges as early as tomorrow. The former president has called for his supporters to protest.
And John Carl with us here in New York tonight. And John, obviously, you know, but just to keep this clear for everyone at home, these are two separate cases here. In the New York City case, this hush money case, we know a possible indictment could come as early as tomorrow, but we simply still do not know.
Yeah, we don't know. A lot of speculation about this, much of it coming from Donald Trump himself, but we don't know if the indictment is coming. If it does, Trump would be ordered to come to New York for booking just like any other criminal defendant. Typically, that would include things like fingerprinting and the taking of a mugshot.
Now, this other case that you're breaking news on right here this evening involves the special counsel, obviously, Jack Smith, who's looking into both January 6th and the classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. Now, this is a federal judge who has determined that the special counsel has presented enough evidence, compelling evidence, that the former president may have known that what his attorney signed simply wasn't true.
And David, this is especially significant because what the special counsel is investigating, the alleged crimes that he is investigating, are significantly more serious than what is being investigated by the Manhattan DA. And in fact, Donald Trump has already responded to our reporting tonight, a rather lengthy statement where he attacks the special counsel, saying that they are investigating, quote, false allegations.
All right. John Carl, Catherine Falders, our entire team on this tonight, our thanks to you all. We move on to the other news here this Tuesday night, a case making national headlines. ABC News tonight obtaining disturbing video showing the death of an inmate in custody at a state psychiatric hospital. This is the surveillance tonight, video showing officers and hospital workers. They're seen dragging him into the admissions room, shackled and handcuffed, and prosecutors say later holding him down, unable to breathe. Tonight, seven sheriff's deputies and three hospital workers are now charged with murder. ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas tonight, and we warn you, the video is disturbing.
Tonight, for the first time, we see on hospital surveillance video the sequence of events that led to the death of Ivo Otieno. The 28-year-old Otieno is brought into a room, shirtless, handcuffed, and wearing leg irons. Soon, the room steadily fills with deputies from the Henrico Sheriff's Department. It's unclear why the situation escalates, but for 12 minutes, the prosecutor claims, those seven deputies and at least three members of the Virginia Central State Hospital psychiatric staff pushed down on Otieno. Prosecutors say Otieno could not breathe and was smothered to death. His mother today demanding justice.
They are monsters. They are animals. What they did to my son was awful.
Authorities suggesting a cover-up, noting that it took 3.5 hours to call the Virginia State Police to investigate. And prosecutors say there was also a significant period of time between when Otieno died and when someone called 911. Tonight, listen to a portion of that 911 call.
Say 911, where is your emergency?
Hey, emergency is here at Central State Hospital.
For a 20
minutes ago. Yes.
But this apparently was not cardiac arrest and instead asphyxiation. Prosecutor says regardless, the 911 call was too late. Here's the painful scene when a hospital staff member apparently covers Otieno's body with a white sheet.
David, all 10 suspects were formally indicted today on charges of second-degree murder. And we're now getting a sense of the defense for some. Only the attorney saying today that his client did nothing to stop that young man from breathing, only holding his legs. Still so many unanswered questions in this tragic story, David.
All right, Pierre Thomas on this case again tonight for us. Pierre, thank you. Now to that major storm moving across the country at this hour. 16 states are on alert from California to Minnesota. In the west, flooding rains, winds gusting more than 80 miles per hour. Now several states, including the south, bracing for severe storms coming with this before the system arrives in the northeast. In Southern California, the picture's already up to 10 inches of rain possible with this fierce winds and waves lashing the coast. This is Orange County you're looking at, and near whiteout conditions just outside L.A. in the Angeles National Forest. Senior meteorologist Rob Marciano live in California tonight tracking the storm. Of course, another storm set to hit right across the country. Hey, Rob.
Hey, David. And we're getting another big pulse of the wind and the rain right now here in L.A. where the rivers are running high and in some cases rising. This storm really showing its top to bottom strength. And now the cold core is coming in. But I tell you what, San Diego and Santa Cruz, you guys have really gotten hit hard with the wind today. And you can see that swirl now heading into San Francisco. That's the center of the low. The cold core means that it gets more showery. But when those showers come in, more heavy rain. So the flood threat goes on tonight, as does the wind threat into the mountains and into Nevada and Arizona. And then as the showers continue, we'll pile up the snow. The snow level is lower. We'll pile up another couple of feet of snow in the mountains in California and also in through the southern Rockies. And then this energy gets into the southern plains on Thursday, and it looks like North Texas will be under the gun, and then into Shreveport and Jackson and Memphis, Tennessee on Friday, potentially some tornadoes by week's end. David.
All right. Rob Marciano there right by the L.A. River tonight for us. Rob, thank you. Meantime, also in Los Angeles, a massive strike shutting down the nation's second largest school district. More than 30,000 staff members, including school aides, bus drivers, cafeteria workers and custodians, all walking off the job. Members picketing in that rain today. Teachers also walking out in support. The union, which has been without a contract since 2020, saying its 30,000 members are barely making minimum wage as costs in Southern California soar. ABC's Kana Whitworth tonight in California.
Tonight, streets in downtown Los Angeles packed with protesters. As Los Angeles Unified School District service workers strike for better wages and working conditions.
It looks like this for blocks as teachers have joined the service workers in solidarity. They're out here supporting the custodians, the bus drivers, the cafeteria workers.
Nearly 500,000 students across 1,000 different schools likely out of class for days, leaving some parents scrambling.
It's a shuffle, yeah. It becomes kind of juggling, and that's why the last minute or just the shorter notice, I think this time, is harder.
The school district setting up food distribution and child supervision sites. And late today, the superintendent saying they're ready to return to negotiations, defending the district's offer as addressing the needs and concerns from the union while also remaining fiscally responsible. But the union says the district offer of a 23% pay increase over 5 years simply isn't enough. They want 30%. Many service workers living below the poverty line. The median income, just $25,000 a year.
I'm the one of the people that working $25,000 a year trying to make it, and it's really hard. I live check to check.
The union leader telling me this strike was a last resort.
We're not seeking to strike. This is a sacrifice. Half of our members are parents of a student in LAUSD.
And David, this strike will likely last for 2 more days. The superintendent says he's ready to negotiate, but the union leader's telling me they don't want to settle. And they also say, Lee, it's highly possible that there is an open-ended strike coming down the line. David.
Kana Whitworth in Los Angeles tonight. Thank you, Kana. Now to the war in Ukraine and the images out of Moscow today, where Russia and China marked a, quote, new era of strategic partnership on the world stage. Vladimir Putin hosting Chinese President Xi at the Kremlin. In a joint statement warning against the war in Ukraine reaching a, quote, uncontrollable phase. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Ukraine again tonight.
Tonight, in the grandest of halls inside the Kremlin, President Putin and China's President Xi putting on a show, projecting the power of their partnership on the world stage, signing economic agreements with closer ties in technology, energy and trade, a new strategic alliance, useful for Xi, vital for Putin, amid Western sanctions and his battlefield failures in Ukraine. China proposing a ceasefire without Russian troops withdrawing from Ukrainian land, the plan a non-starter for Ukraine and the West. In Ukraine, a solemn moment today, Japan's prime minister on his first visit, condemning Russian atrocities in Bucha. With the West preparing Ukraine for a major military offensive, China and Russia tonight issuing a veiled warning to the US and its allies not to let the war move to a, quote, uncontrollable phase.
And so let's bring in Tom Sufi Burridge live again in Kyiv for us tonight. Tom, the U.S., of course, has been warning China not to provide lethal aid, weapons to Russia. But coming out of this meeting now, there's no evidence that's now happening at this point.
Yeah, David, NATO says they've seen no evidence of that so far, but they have seen some signs that Russia is asking China for weapons, which China may be considering. And another major headline tonight, the Pentagon moving up the delivery date of Abrams tanks to this fall. David?
Those key Abrams tanks now moved up to this fall. Tom, our thanks to you again this evening. Now back here at home in the race for the White House tonight, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who hasn't yet officially announced he's running, in a new interview, what he's saying about Donald Trump and about President Biden when DeSantis was asked, could he beat Biden? Here's Rachel Scott.
Tonight, nearly 2 weeks after traveling to Iowa and one day after taking a swipe at Donald Trump over the hush money scandal, Ron DeSantis, in a new Fox Nation interview, telling Piers Morgan, if I were to run, I'm running against Biden, acknowledging he and Trump would be competing for the Republican presidential nomination, but saying, ultimately, you know, the guy I'm going to focus on is Biden because I think he's failed the country. The Florida governor saying, I think the country wants a change. I think they want a fresh start in a new direction. And so we'll be very vocal about that. Another very strong signal, he is running without officially saying it yet. DeSantis, who walked with Biden and their wives after Hurricane Ian, in this new interview asked, do you think you could beat Biden? The governor saying, I think so. All of this as Trump faces potential legal peril, and 24 hours after DeSantis said this about the former president.
I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over some type of alleged affair. I can't speak to that.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis making it clear he has not made a final decision yet, saying he has a lot of work to do over the course of the coming months. Sources tell us that any announcement would likely come after the legislative session ends in May. David.
But we all know, certainly sounds like a candidate, which is why you're covering him. Rachel Scott tonight. Thank you, Rachel. To the Supreme Court now, a unanimous ruling in a case involving a deaf man who the justices allowed to sue his school district under the Americans with Disabilities Act. Miguel Luna Perez alleged his Michigan school failed to give him an appropriate education without a qualified interpreter. All nine justices sided with Luna Perez, allowing him to sue for damages, even though the school said he hadn't fully exhausted administrative remedies. To the economy tonight, home prices falling for the first time in more than a decade. Last month, home prices were down 0.2%. The median home price now $363,000. And with those easing prices, even with high interest rates, home sales were up more than 14% last month. That's the first increase in a year. When we come back on this busy news night, the new study this evening on birth control and breast cancer and the new concerns, and two new national monuments in this country. We'll show you them.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Tonight, a new study warning about a slightly greater potential link between birth control and breast cancer. Researchers now say birth control methods using just one hormone may raise the risk of breast cancer, similar to using a combination of hormones. Birth control pills containing both estrogen and progestin have long been known to slightly increase the chance of breast cancer. That risk decreases the more time women spend off birth control. When we come back here, we pay tribute to an NBA legend and then saving the turtles tonight.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking at that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.
To the index, and we learned today that NBA Hall of Famer Willis Reed has died. A two-time NBA champ and Knicks legend, famously limping out of the court while hurt, Game 7 of the NBA Finals, 1970. The team tonight calling him a champion among champions. Willis Reed was 80. President Biden designating two new national monuments tonight, the Spirit Mountain area in southern Nevada, 500,000 acres, considered sacred land by dozens of Native American tribes, and Kastner Range, that's near El Paso. The former artillery range also home to several tribes and contains dozens of archaeological sites. When we come back here tonight, the race to save the turtles. And this evening right here, the victory at an American zoo, holding them right in their hands. Finally tonight, he's 90, she's 53, and now they're new parents. Tonight at the Houston Zoo, they are celebrating the birth of their newest residents. Three endangered turtles called radiated tortoises. They are endangered. Remarkably, their father is the oldest resident at the zoo, Mr. Pickles, they call him, 90 years old, a first-time father. He's been taken care of by the zoo for 36 years. Mrs. Pickles is 53, the two never having babies until now. The babies, named Dill at the bottom, Jalapeno on the right, Gherkin at the top, tiny enough to fit in their caretaker's hands. A herpetology keeper at the zoo witnessed Mrs. Pickles laying her eggs at closing time and then saving those eggs. They believe it's the only reason the eggs survived. Conservationists have long feared radiated tortoises could go extinct due to poaching and climate change. And right here tonight,
hi David,
herpetology keeper Chris Valdez holding dad.
Because we were able to quickly recover those eggs, we were able to hatch out these three radiated tortoise babies.
Now Chris and the team working to ensure these baby tortoises will be around to create the next generation.
They're going to help us out in the long run with our species survival plan.
Tonight at the Houston Zoo, the Pickles family growing. Incredible effort. I'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking at that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.